Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. We have a brand new devotion that we want to bring to you. We're going to talk about it for 5 minutes from the scripture, and then Kent and I will talk about it together in different avenues and in different ways of how this should be relevant for our life. Today we want to talk about that God is a God of mercy, our all-merciful God. And the passage that I want to use as our launching point is Titus 3, verse 5. It says, He, referring to God, saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. The mercy of God, Kent, means that God sees us and saw us in our pitiful state, perishing, separated from Him, ruined, in need of rescue, and there was in the heart of God mercy. He felt for us, and He was moved within, and He made a sovereign choice to have mercy upon us, not because we deserved it, but because God is mercy, and God is so merciful that He chose to have mercy upon us. And so mercy is really a God's pity towards us who were perishing. It is God's heartfelt response to us as we are afflicted in our sin that moved God to act on our behalf. So let's think about this word, merciful. The first thing I think we should say about this is that an expression of this is that God is compassionate. That's a good synonym for mercy, that God is compassionate. And it's interesting, Kent, in the original Greek, the word compassion means intestines or even bowels. And we would say we feel something in the pit of our stomach. Well, even deeper than the pit of our stomach would be God feeling, as it were, metaphorically, in His intestines. I mean, God doesn't have intestines, but the idea is at the very epicenter of God's being, is He feels deeply for His own. It's not something that just lays on the surface or on the facade of who God is, but that he is a very tender-hearted God towards us. He draws near to the broken-hearted, the Bible says. And He's very selective in His mercy. He says in Romans 9, verse 15, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And so we should never presume upon the mercy of God, that if God has chosen to have mercy on our soul, that is something that God has sovereignly chosen to activate toward us. And this mercy of God, it's not just feelings, but it's His action, that He's a rescuing God. There's been a divine intervention, and there's been a divine operation to step into our broken lives and our hell-bound lives and to deliver us from eternal destruction. I mean, that's what God has done. That was His mercy. And we read, for example, in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again according to His mercy, according to His great mercy. And so all of His salvation could be comprised in this one word, mercy. We read in Romans 12, verse 1, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. And that looks back at Romans 1 through 11, justification, sanctification, glorification, sovereign election, predestination, all that was spelled out in those first 11 chapters. Paul summarizes in that one word, mercies. I urge you by the mercies of God. So it really speaks to the salvation of God rescuing us from ruin. And it was his heartfelt compassion and his tender heartedness that drove him to intervene in our life and reroute the course of our life away from the broad path to the narrow path that's headed to life. So Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, I guess I try to think for us to try to understand, or for me to try to understand, or those listening, God's mercy. Do we see it? I guess one thing comes to mind when we see Mary and Martha, and they call for the Lord for their brother who had passed away, and then we see that Jesus wept.
Yeah, verse 35.
Is that part of his mercy?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and he has come to reveal God to us. Mm-hmm. And there are other passages like in Matthew 9, verse 36. He looked on the multitude and felt compassion for them.
Yeah.
He felt, he wept over the death of Lazarus. And that was a part of his sinless humanity. But I think it's also an expression of the tenderheartedness of God towards us, that he is afflicted with with our affliction. Mm-hmm. He feels what we feel. Mm-hmm. If we are to weep with those who weep, I mean, there is a part of God who is tender toward us when we are broken and hurting and have suffered great loss. God is not disconnected from us. He's not immune to our feelings. And I guess that's a part of why Christ became a man, that he would become a sympathetic high priest, that Christ would know not just intellectually what we go through, but that he actually got into our skin and came into this world and was met with all of the difficulties and challenges and even death, such as with Lazarus, and knows what it is experientially to go through what we go through. And so, yes, God does. He is not a stoic sovereign. He is not a robotic creator, but is touched with our infirmities.
Well, that's an amazing thing, that the God of this universe, what you're saying is, for everybody listening, me, you, the difficulties, the worries, the concerns, the fear, that he's in there with us.
Yeah.
He is right with us and knows all of that and is empathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, again, we have a sympathetic high priest who has been tested at all points, such as we are.
It's amazing.
So when we walk the valley of the shadow of death, as Psalm 23 talks about, Jesus has been here.
Wow.
And he has walked the valley of the shadow of death. It took him to Calvary. It took him to Golgotha. And he knows what it is to be rejected by this world. He knows what it is to be the object of scorn and hatred and mockery. He knows what it is to suffer injustice. He knows what it is to have lies said about you. He knows what it is to be outnumbered and to be overwhelmed with those who would rise up against us. He knows. He's been there. He knows what it is to go through what we go through. And so when we pray in the name of Jesus, and he is at the right hand of the Father, and he bears our burdens, and he knows, because he's been here, what that feels like. And Kent, I know that things I've gone through, and I run into people and I see what they go through, I can relate. I know when pastors call me and they're going through a difficult time, mm-hmm. I've been there. Yeah. I know that, and I'm unusually drawn to that, to them. So, and I know the same is true in your life in just different areas and avenues. So, what you need to know is that God is a merciful, gracious God who has pity for us, and He is tender-hearted. May you draw great encouragement from that as you walk with Him today. Thank you for joining us on Steadfast Hope.